You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's all a game, a huge, huge, terrible, bloody game, okay? Of course it would make white people angry. Of course. Why? Because the pigmentation of their skin determines their destiny? Excuse me? That is insane on one hand, but on the other hand, it's a part of a plan. If you keep pounding people and pushing people, okay? I'm not saying that there is no racism in this country. Of course. But it's not just in this country, and it's not just on one side. It is in many countries all over the world, by the way, including communist China. I'm not anti-Chinese, but I am anti-tyranny. I am anti the propaganda that we get that passes for so-called news. It's not news. It's propaganda. And there's a big, big difference. So I think all of us need to grow the freak up, stand up, and understand. Once we understand, there's very little they can do. I'll say the most effective way to control people is to what? Control their minds. Control how they think. Make sure that they really don't critically think. Make sure that they're robots. To be robotic.
I got the vaccine. You got the vaccine. They got the vaccine. We got the vaccine. We can get back to normal. Let me inform you. Let's all get the vaccine. It's about community immunity. I'm talking unity for you and me. If Doc says it's good, then trust me, it's good. Now let's all get the vaccine.
You see, this victim mentality is nothing more than a deliberate slave mentality.
Oh, I'm a slave. I can't do nothing. I'm a slave. I gotta depend on Big Brother.
That's insane. And it's unacceptable. You're not a slave. And as we used to say back in the day, in the original Black Panther Party, not this so-called new Black Panther nonsense, but in the original party formed in Oakland, California in 1966, we said all power to the people. Black, white, brown, red, yellow. Okay? Our people.
I hear these fools on TV talking about defund the police and things like that. We need police reform and prison reform and things like that. Because you know who ain't gonna defund the cops? White neighborhoods and rich neighborhoods. So that notion they keep saying that, I'm like, wait a minute, we just gonna leave, who are black people supposed to call? Ghostbusters? When we have crime in our neighborhood? We need police reform. Like I say, white people, especially rich white people, they're always gonna have cops. So we need to stop that defund or abolish the cops crap.
This country is doomed. It is doomed, not just because of African Americans, but because by 2040, this country is going to be minority white European. You hear me? Minority white European. And you guys are going to have to start working more with Hispanics, who make up a larger portion of the population than y'all do.
I'm not no Black Lives Matter supporter.
Like, you're not?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not our movement. This is a movement that was given to us by, you know, George Soros and his supporters. Because they saw how things were going and they didn't want to go back to the 60s where we start having our own organic movement. That was the problem. So let's give the people a movement that we can control. We'll provide them the leaders and all those types of things. And,
this is incredibly powerful stuff. This is just a trailer, folks. The full video will be posted to band.video and all the other sites, Infowars.com, FreeWorldNews.tv, at 11 a.m. It's called The Brainwashing of White Supremacy. That was just a preview. The full thing goes up at 11 a.m. Central Time. Stay with us, folks. It's American Journal. More great videos and more incredible news coming right up.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vasovitz, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to InfoWars.com, band.video, American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. Very, very big show we have for you today. Mike Shelby, intelligence expert, will be joining us at 10 a.m. And I got tons of videos to show you, some good, some bad, some hilarious, all very important. That coming up as well. I'll be hosting the War Room today as well. So a lot of time with you today, folks, and we'll be taking your calls as well. But let's begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 22nd of June, 2021. California has a plan to pay back rent for low-income tenants. All of it. This is from the New York Times. Swimming in cash from an unexpected budget surplus and federal stimulus money, California is paying rent forgiveness on a scale never before seen in the United States. A $5.2 billion program in final negotiations at the state legislature would pay 100% of unpaid rent that lower-income Californians incurred during the pandemic and would be financed entirely by federal money. The state is also proposing to set aside $2 billion to pay for unpaid water and electricity bills. When California, they say, became the first state to shut down its economy last year, Governor Gavin Newsom predicted dire shortfalls in the state's budget. But a year later, the state finds itself with so much money that it's poised to not only cover 100% of unpaid rent for low-income tenants, but also give an additional $12 billion back to taxpayers by sending state stimulus checks of at least $600 to millions of middle-class Californians. Isn't that amazing, folks? They shut down California first. They warn of dire budget shortfalls, and then magically they take money from the rest of the United States and fill their coffers. It's a miracle. Isn't that amazing? I don't know if you remember all of the stories that were written at the time when the federal stimulus COVID budget was passed, but there are a lot of stories about how all of this money would suddenly be going to pay for the insane amounts of debt that California cities were under. Places like San Francisco, San Diego were completely underwater. Billions of dollars of debt incurred by their extravagant social benefit packages that they offer to their citizens that they cannot afford. And yet, happily, COVID-19 came along and gave them the excuse they needed to plunder your pockets to pay for their mismanagement of their funds. And now they are paying off all the rent of everybody in California using the money of hardworking people from other states to do so. You're welcome, China. California, whatever. Tomato, tomato, right? Sorry, I got a little distracted here. So my next headline has China prominently. No remorse from National Review. China now says the Wuhan lab deserves a Nobel Prize. That's right, folks. Late last week, the Chinese Academy of Sciences nominated the Wuhan Institute of Virology for its Outstanding Science and Technology Achievement Prize, specifically naming Xi Zhengli, a.k.a. Batwoman, and Yuan Zhiming, director of the Wuhan National Biosafety Laboratory. Well, they did achieve something outstanding. They did achieve something novel and new and unexpected. You got to give them that. They've practically killed freedom around the world. Well done. You know, this is just this is one of the things that liars do. that deceivers engage in. And we'll see examples of this later on. In fact, we'll show you a video of Jen Psaki not saying that, you know, the White House, as they come under ethics complaints, is doing everything they can. We're working within the lines. No, no. She says the Biden White House is the most ethical White House of all time, right? Just like the big lie of the election being stolen on November 3rd of 2020. They don't just say, yeah, there may have been some stuff here or there, but overall we got the right result. No, they say it is the most secure election of all time, right? So now you have this Chinese laboratory releasing a pandemic on the entire world and bringing the world economy to a screeching halt, causing millions of deaths. And they don't just say, hey, it was an accident. Hey, it wasn't us. It's no, these people deserve a Nobel Prize. You can't just timidly or with half measures approach these things. If you are a evil person, you have to go all in and say not just something false, but is in fact the polar opposite of reality. Truly incredible. U.S. appeals court blocks a judge's decision to overturn state's assault weapons ban. A federal appeals court decided Monday to put a hold on a judge's decision to overturn California's 30-year ban on assault weapons, but the legal fight could continue for months and may be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. In a brief order, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the Ninth Citrus Court of Appeals, issued a stay of Judge Roger T. Benitez's June 4th decision, which he likened to an AR-15 semi-automatic to a Swiss Army knife and called it good for both home and battle. So now they've overturned that, leaving assault weapon laws in effect while appellate proceedings continue. President Trump released a statement yesterday. He joined David Brody on Real America's News on Monday. During the interview, Trump said he never conceded in the rigged 2020 election, saying, quote, I never admitted defeat. I have not conceded. Well, good for him. Google accused of force installing COVID tracking apps on phones. Americans in the state of Massachusetts with Android phones have accused Google of installing COVID tracking apps automatically without users' consent. People reported that the Mass Notify app appeared on their phone mysteriously without them opting into the feature. The app tracks people's movements and issues notification alerts if possible exposure to COVID-19 happens. Writing in the review section of the Google Play App Store, one user noted that the app automatically installed without consent. It has no icon, no way to open this, and to see what it even does. It's such a huge red flag. I think it's spyware, phishing, as the Department of Public Health. We actually broke this story on the InfoWars Sunday night live show when a caller from Massachusetts called in with that breaking information. Good to see that it's now getting more attention, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later on, as we are seeing around the world, the COVID tracking, tracing safety apps are being used by law enforcement to track people because, duh, because that's the point of installing these tracking systems, you morons. Documents reveal how Ben Affleck got into the CIA, promising to, quote, do the agency proud. In the 2012 spy drama Argo, starring Ben Affleck and based on the real-life CIA operation to exfiltrate six embassy staff trapped in Tehran following the 1979 revolution, was a big publicity boost for the agency. What they don't tell you is that Affleck has been working with the agency for a very long time. He said during an interview about Argo, quote, probably Hollywood is full of CIA agents and we just don't know it. When he was asked if he was working for the CIA, Affleck replied, I am, yes, and now you've blown my cover. At the time, these comments were widely interpreted as a joke, a flip response to an absurd question. But behind the scenes, Argo was supported by the CIA, and Affleck had previously worked closely with the agency when he played Jack Ryan in 2002's The Sum of All Fears. According to production notes for the nuclear terrorist spy thriller, the CIA Hollywood liaison Chase Brandon arranged for Affleck to make multiple visits to CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. So, yeah, Operation Mockingbird is alive and well, and the intelligence agencies continue to use the mainstream media and entertainment media for their own ends. Speaking of predictive programming, story from InfoWars.com, Amazon TV series has had scientists create sterilization bioweapon hidden in a vaccine. This is from the Amazon-produced Utopia 2020 series based on a graphic novel. There's a report now on Infowars.com showing you the predictive programming and the way that these fantasy shows happen to predict reality perfectly. The Australian Senate bans Marxist critical race theory from Aussie classrooms, which is what we should be doing here. No need to treat it piecemeal at every different school board. We can have the national government step in and do it for them. U.S. Olympic athlete Chelsea Wolf threatened to burn a U.S. flag on the podium. Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit more later in the program. And finally, Peter Daszak has been removed from a U.N. commission investigating COVID after he was exposed in the Lancet letters. Now, the criminals, at least one of them, won't be investigating himself.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWars.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening.
listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. That's how you share these links, share these videos, spread the word, tell your friends, save the world. My name is Harrison Smith. A lot of videos to show you today, a lot of calls, actually. We'll be taking calls. Let's go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial if you want to call into American Journal and give us your comments, questions, concerns, revelations, inspirations, whatever you'd like to call in about, give us a call, 1-877-789-2539. Phone lines open now on American Journal, 1-877-789-2539. Where should we begin? Let's start with some videos, because this happened actually shortly after this program ended yesterday. So, you know, in this hyper rapid news cycle, this is practically old news by now, but I didn't get a chance to cover it on the program yesterday, and I'm not sure if Alex or Owen did either on their program. So I'd like to show you some of these videos as they are being circled around right now, many of them. Let's first go to clip number one, because, again, this is Jen Psaki being asked about the ethical shortcuts the administration has been taking. Of course, we know the way that they are in cooperation with big tech in order to censor any dissidents from being able to speak in public. Anybody who opposes the Biden administration finds it more difficult to get their message out. We know that Hunter Biden has worked with the spy chief of China. I mean, just to go through the ethical violations of the very existence of Hunter Biden would take all day. So, again, this is what criminals do. This is what criminals are very, very good at. Right. If you catch a criminal in the act, first of all, they will never admit it. That's like rule one of being a criminal. Just never admit it. You can literally be caught red, like your hands are red with the blood of the person you just killed. And you don't admit. You completely deny. Even though you've been caught. Right. This is one of the things that you do. The other thing that you do is you don't just lie about it. You reverse it. Right. No, no, I didn't kill him. I was trying to save his life. Actually, he was trying to kill me. I'm the victim here, right? You invert reality to the opposite. The bigger the lie, the more likely it is to succeed. You recognize this if you listen to true crime podcast or watch like interrogation videos, police interrogation, when they're trying to ferret out the truth about things. Real good criminals, real professional criminals don't just lie. They go all in. Yeah, there you go, Bill Clinton. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, right? Like, we all know he did. He'll still deny it, probably to this day. This is what these people are like. So let's see Jen Psaki, professional obfuscator, professional liar, say that her administration is not just ethical, they have the highest ethical standards of all time.
Describe what safeguards the administration has in place to make sure that the children of top officials don't get preferential treatment in hiring?
Sure. Well, let me say first that we have the highest ethical standards of any administration in history. A number of ethics officials have conveyed that, and we're proud of that. We have also staffed up at an unprecedented pace, and this is the most diverse administration in American history. So we certainly expect that everyone will abide by those high ethics standards. That applies in how we operate. It also applies in how hiring is done.
It's like, okay, but the son of the president received tens of millions of dollars from the wife of the mayor of Moscow. Jen Psaki, you're full of crap. You're full of utter bull crap. Complete nonsense. Isn't it amazing? Not just we live up to all the ethical standards that are expected of the president. No, we are the most ethical administration in all of history, she says. Uh-huh. But then, of course, you notice she pivots to diversity. It's like this White House has been accused of just a massive number of ethical violations. Any comments on that? And she's just like, well, we have the most diverse organization in all of history. Have you seen our diversity? Do you know how diverse we are? It's just like, okay, but you're criminals. You're still criminals. You know that, right? You're still wanton criminals, an illegitimate government, and enacting tyranny on this country. Are you aware of these things? Oh, but you're diverse. Oh, I'm sorry to ever question you. You're so diverse. How could I ever have thought you did anything wrong? Let's go to clip number four here. This is the one really making the rounds today, a response to a question about abortion. Let's see what the most Catholic, you know, again, they're not just, okay, it's not just a Catholic president. This administration is the most Catholic administration of all time, they'll have you know. Just like the election in November was the most secure election of all time. Just like the Wuhan Institute of Virology wasn't just an okay lab. It was the best lab of all time, and they deserve a Nobel Peace Prize, Nobel Science Prize for achievement and safety. And now the most Catholic administration of all time answers a question about abortion this way.
Because we don't preview our punches.
Go ahead. One last question.
Go ahead.
One last question.
Sure.
Does the president believe that a 15-week-old unborn baby is a human being?
Are you asking me if the president supports a woman's right to choose? He does. Go ahead.
Another question actually on the summit.
I want this job. I want her job. This is the easiest job in the entire world. Jen Psaki has the easiest job in the entire world. Do you have any idea what she just did there? Somebody asked her a question. She asked, did you just ask this other question? And then she answered that other question. I want this job. You know how much easier her job is than what I do every day and actually have to focus on this stuff? Does the president believe a 15-week-old unborn child is a human being? And she's like, oh, did you ask if President Biden supports the right to choose? Yes, the answer is yes. It's like, well, no, he didn't ask that question. She didn't ask that question, actually. She asked an entirely different question. It's related, a little bit tangentially related, but you're a weasel. See, you know the real answer to this question is incredibly unpopular. And you know that in a democratic society, in a republic where our people are supposed to represent us, you lower your power, you lower your vote share when you talk about things that are incredibly unpopular with the American people. Now, if they were honest, if we were actually in a democracy or a legitimate republic, they would have to express what they really feel, and they'd have to back up their actual decisions that they make, and then people would hold them to account. Because if you believe your idea is the right idea, you should be able to express it and then discuss it and then come to a conclusion or stand up to your decision. They know that what they believe is awful. They know that what they believe is horrific and would turn people off. So they cannot express it. This makes them shells of human beings. This makes them and their entire existence one of deception and unreality. The final video we have is, it'll sort of go into something that we're going to talk about later. So we'll go into this a little bit later. There you go. Jen Psaki, easiest job in the entire world. You stand up there, people ask you questions, and then you answer a different question, and then you go on Brian Stelter and have him lick your feet for a few minutes. It's, she's just such a hero. She's such a beautiful person. Do we have a shrine to her yet? We are supposed to worship people in government, right? That's what we're being told.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, it doesn't happen immediately, but, over a period of time, I started noticing, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together. In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best sale ever on that. And, of course, Bio Trish Selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
A beautiful day in Morrison, Colorado, as we get ready for the 6th annual Strong Woman Competition. A 2-day-long competition of tests built to push athletes to their very limit. Joining me now is the current champion of the Strong Woman Competition, Strong Woman. Miss Woman, do you feel ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready, David. There are just so many amazing women athletes out here today. It makes me so proud.
Now, this is the first year that a trans woman is in the competition. How do you feel about that?
Amazing. I feel honored to be a part of history. I have a lot of incredible trans friends who are athletes, and so we're all inspired this woman's competing.
Uh-huh. And have you actually ever met Heather Swanson?
No, I've never competed against her before, no.
She's not exactly your average trans athlete.
Well, what is an average trans athlete? Honestly, I find that kind of bigoted, David.
Okay. Heather Swanson is actually joining us now. Miss Swanson, how does it feel to be competing today?
I can't tell you how free I feel now that I've started identifying as a woman. Now that I can compete as female, I'm ready to smash the other girls.
And is it correct you just started identifying as female 2 weeks ago?
I'm not here to talk about my transition. I'm here to kick some f***ing ass. Let me tell you something, Dingleberry.
David Perry.
I'm going to roll up the other women here, and I'm going to smoke them. I am the strongest woman this state has ever seen.
Any words for the challenger, Miss Woman?
Good luck, Heather.
Luck is for dudes.
Well, with that, let's get right to the action.
That used to be a parody. That used to not be an accurate representation of reality. But what a world we find ourselves in. Here's a story about the Olympics today. U.S. Olympic athlete Chelsea Wolf threatened to burn a flag on the podium. BMX freestyle rider Chelsea Wolf, who qualified as an alternate to represent the U.S. at this year's Summer Olympics in Tokyo, said last year her goal was to win an Olympic medal, quote, so I can burn a U.S. flag on the podium. My goal is to win the Olympics so I can burn a U.S. flag on the podium. This is what they focus on during a pandemic, hurting trans children. Wolf wrote on Facebook on March 25th, 2020, alongside a link to a Pink News story about the Trump administration's stance on transgender girls in female athletics. How funny would it be if this despicable traitor is denied her rightful place on the champion's podium when she's beaten by a man? How funny would that be? It'd be appropriate. Of course, she deleted this comment and saying, quote, anyone who thinks I don't care about the United States is sorely mistaken. No, you just want to humiliate your country on the national stage. You just want to get a prominent position on the world stage so you can burn the flag of your home country. But it's not like you don't like it or something, right? I mean, don't get the wrong idea about this. Of course, you're allowed to burn an American flag. That's what the American flag represents, is the ability to do that. Of course, burn a rainbow flag and you'll spend 15 years in prison, as is happening to a man in Iowa. Maybe I should burn a rainbow flag. Maybe we can get a rainbow flag and I'll burn it right here in the studio. Not that I would burn it normally. But when you tell me that I'm going to face 15 years in prison for burning a piece of cloth, I think it's time to burn that piece of cloth and everything it represents, as in the totalitarian takeover of this country by a weird yet total religion, right? Just insane. Just insane. But here's what I wonder. Why is she still on the team? Why is she still an alternate? Why does it seem like time and time again we put up with this crap? Like, is she super important? Is she something that we just can't do without? Oh, we can't kick her off the team, or else we're gonna lose that coveted Olympic BMX gold medal, and our nation will be humiliated. So we have to keep her on the team. It's like, time and time again, if somebody says something that goes against the narrative orthodoxy, against the mainstream thing, it doesn't matter who it is. It can be a Super Bowl winning quarterback, and what he says doesn't even have to be particularly offensive. It can just be a little, you know, he's like, yeah, I'm not so sure about that. Or, yeah, you know, I like the Black Lives Matter idea, but, you know, I think the rioting is the wrong way to go about it. It's like, you're canned. You're done. You have to issue an apology. You have to grovel. You have to visit the Holocaust Museum. You have to just beg for forgiveness or you will be fired immediately, even though what you said was not particularly objectionable. And it's a personal opinion, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, you will be crushed. You will be removed. You will be destroyed. Meanwhile, you have this idiot literally saying, if I win a gold medal, I'm going to burn the American flag on the podium. The appropriate response to that is you're off the team. You're off the team. She's like, well, no, that doesn't mean that I hate America. It's like, oh, well, that's good to hear. But you're off the team. You're gone. Goodbye. Go away now. You're off the team. This entire event, the entire purpose of the Olympics is about representing your nation. It is about national pride. It is about being a symbol of your people and your country. And when you openly say terrible things about your country and say you're going to burn your country's flag on the Olympic podium, go away. But so what happens? Like, who is her coach or whatever that's like, oh, gosh, it's not good, but, you know, do we really want to fire? Like, I don't know. Then people are going to be mad at us for firing. It's like, why doesn't the left ever have this compunction? Why aren't they ever like, oh, I don't know, you know, it is this personal opinion. Like, they don't care. They couldn't care less. They just destroy you. They just remove you over nothing, over very, very unobjectionable, normal, boilerplate, loving, caring objection to, you know, whatever the mainstream narrative is pushing. They will destroy you for that. If you threaten to burn the American flag as a member of the Olympic team, you should be off the team. Your dream should be dead at that point. So, like, who is running that? Who is not making that decision? Who is making the decision to let her continue to represent America when she clearly has no desire to do so? I don't see who it is. I don't see who would make that decision. It doesn't say, like, who her coach is, who's the head of this team, why they're deciding to keep her on. But, you know, there are appropriate times to use the so-called cancel culture. If you're a, you know, 12-year-old using a naughty word on Xbox and then 15 years later you're fired from a prominent CEO position, that's a little overreach. But when you have an Olympic athlete saying, my goal of getting in the Olympics is to burn an American flag on the podium, go ahead and exercise your right as a coach or as the leadership here to go, that's a mistake that you can't just apologize and get over. You have a responsibility as an Olympic athlete, something that tens of thousands of people strive for.
Scientists agree. Magnesium is the most important cofactor in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways. Magnesium is required for your body to do the following. Helps convert food into energy. Helps with muscle contraction function. Helps regulate the nervous system. Helps with protein building in the muscles, and so much more. And now it's available in this concentrated form of ionized fizzy magnesium. It tastes great. I take it in the morning. I take it in the evening. It is so essential in my life, and I hope all of you will check it out and try it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This is the best formula from our research you're going to find out there. So if you've already enjoyed other magnesium formulas, give this one a try. I think you're going to love it. At the same time, it funds the InfoWar, which is a true 360 win. Now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for only $19.95.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality, ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products to make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Puts me in the mood to defeat the god of murder. All right, let's go out to your phone calls, shall we? We've got a bunch of good callers lined up. If you want to call in and tell us what you're thinking about on this Tuesday morning, give us a call at 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call at American Journal at your earliest convenience, won't you please? Let's go to Matthew in Pennsylvania, who has a comment about the CIA conducting a war game. This will be a good topic for when our guest Mike Shelby is here in the third hour. I'll bring it up to him again once he's here. But in the meantime, thanks for calling in. Matthew, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, thanks, Harrison, for taking my call.
Certainly.
So you guys have done such a great job in the past exposing some of the other war games, such as the SPARS document. However, you guys have missed the best one, which is on the CIA's website. It's a declassified document. It was classified up until recently, called the 2030 Global Spike. You type in Google 2030 Global Spike CIA. It'll be the first link. It's a PDF. You can download it. This document talks about everything going on in the past 16 years. So this was written in 2003. It literally... just to break this down a little bit, and it is the creation of the personal computer, and it is the creation of internet communities, and then the said censorship of those internet communities. Coupling, which is a some form of a relationship where there's no ties to marriage. There's every possible scenario and situation you can ever imagine. SARS is in there, and the DNA vaccines are in there.
I've Googled it here, and I'm looking at just the names of the chapters, or the names of the parts. Here are the names of the parts, which themselves are delineated into chapters. Part one is crisis mode. Part two is directions. Part three is upgrading the individual. And part four is the new society. And you have chapter titles like population and poverty, climate, famines, one world, question mark. Which way science, in the genes, multinationals. Yeah, this is even just reading the chapters, I'm getting a pretty good idea of, you know, what this is talking about.
It's next level, Harrison. And as you go through, there's at the end of each chapter and a lot of the chapters, there is a summary with bullet points of kind of what the it's like a summary of that chapter. Those are really good to just kind of go through. You could see how terrible the document is. And it pretty much has outlined the past, present, and future within great detail. So the author of this book was a French nationalist, a prominent member of some of the elite clubs, and this was classified on the CIA's website. So I think it's important that Rob Dew or one of the other journalists cover it and outline it.
Yeah, I'll make sure to look into this and read through it myself. It is a pretty long document here. Have you read through the whole thing, and what in particular stands out to you as something that we should know about in this document?
Just that there's been a coordinated effort to have all the things that have happened over the past 16 years happen. And, I mean, everything in the book has come true 100%. So it's kind of scary in that essence. And then outlining the future and what the future holds. I mean, you just got to read the thing. It's crazy. I can't even – I could spend 7 hours here talking about it to you guys.
Well, I'll look into it, and we'll do a report on it later this week. Thanks for bringing this to our attention. You know, this is the same type of document that takes place with the Rockefeller Foundation. The lockstep document was the same type of document. They call it scenario planning, where they try to project into the future different scenarios that may occur and how they will respond to them. So when those situations inevitably occur, they'll already have their plan in place. They won't be reacting retrospectively. They'll already have, you know, their predetermined actions put into place, and then they'll carry them out. And it is amazing, just like the lockstep document. I believe the lockstep document was written in 2010 and projected out till 2030. And so we're right in the center of what the lockstep document attempted to predict. I suppose this 2030 document is a similar time frame, projecting out to 2030. But of course, that means that we've already been, you know, this document's been in existence for almost 20 years at this point. And so we'll probably see a lot of what they're talking about as being in the future having already passed. But let me just read one segment that I found just breezing over this on our time on air. Population and poverty on page 21 says, the closely associated world problems of poverty and population growth represent one of the most dangerous 2030 drivers. Although considerable progress has been made in the fight against starvation, almost 9 million people, three quarters of them children under 5, are killed by hunger every year. This compares with blah, blah, blah. But essentially they're saying that there's too many people, you know, population is too high. And this is what was explained in that Tarpley interview that I played last week, and that's now up on band.video under the InfoWars archive segments, an hour long documentary, really. This very, very well-informed guy talking about the underlying philosophy that undergirds the anti-human agenda and how it's always been predicated on this concept that Earth can only sustain a certain number of people, and once you pass a threshold, it'll mean mass death, so you have to keep the population low for the benefit of everybody. That's the central concept behind this depopulation. The problem is that this has been a popular concept since the world had 2 billion people, okay? And we've exceeded that amount by triple at this point, and we're still here. And there hasn't been the mass die-offs that have been predicted in the future or in the past. So, you know, you listen to a Margaret Singer interview from Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, from 1950s, and the scientists in the 1950s were absolutely sure, 100%, that within the next 10 years, the population would explode to this amount, and the crops would collapse. What they don't seem to take into account is that human beings are creative beings. We are innovators. We invent. We manipulate the world, you know, on our own. There's the documentary I was talking about, the interview. Webster Tarpley exposes John Holdren's depopulation agenda. This was back in the Obama administration, but the philosophy maintains throughout. So they're wrong about this. So in the meantime, since 1950, the advancements that have been made have permitted the world population to balloon up far beyond the experts' wildest predictions. And yet still, to this day, people are making exactly the same predictions as if, you know, there's just a finite amount of supplies and we're just running low and eventually they're going to run out and everybody's going to die. So in the meantime, we have to, you know, castrate your children and put your daughters on birth control. It's very insidious, but thanks so much for pointing out this documentary. We'll definitely be looking into this, and I'll definitely ask Mike Shelby if he's aware of this document or anything else at play, you know, in the underground of the CIA. Thanks so much for the call, Matthew. Let's go now to Belliferon in Wisconsin. Alien Disclosure News and Mask Society, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not because I pulled it up on the encyclopedia, Bellerophon, that's how you pronounce it, the hero who battled and killed the Chimera Monster. So very appropriate name for a caller to InfoWars. Thank you so much for calling in, you Corinthian hero.
Hola, Harrison, Dirty Harry. I have a couple of rabbit holes I'd like you to fall into. Have you ever been to a rave?
No comment.
Pardon?
Yes, I've been to a rave.
You know how a lot of people at raves wear masks?
Yeah.
To hide their jaw grinding and face melting?
Yeah.
Which leads me to think that a lot of maskies are just either illicit or prescription drug addicts. You know, and they want to be, like, walking around in public, and they're just wearing the mask to hide their, like, you know, crack addiction.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's because they're cracked on drugs, but there is definitely, I mean, that is the whole point of the mask, is the psychological barrier that's between you and other people. It is hiding your identity. It is concealing you. It is, you know, if you're an anxious person, you don't like going outside because you feel, you know, unconfident or whatever, having a mask actually helps you with that. So I don't know if it's about drugs necessarily, but definitely the psychological, you know, operation of a mask is to conceal yourself from the world in a way of hiding. Tell you what, we're going to carry over your call since I went to you a little bit later there, Belliferon. We'll be right back. Folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Purchase one of these incredible new products. Purchase all three of them and you get even greater discounts. 40% off if you get all three of the vitamin C, the vitamin D, and the multi-food multivitamin. Get them all right now at 40% off when you buy them together. InfoWarsStore.com. You support this program, you defeat the globalists, and you get some great supplements. We'll be right back.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock.
And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal. Still a lot to discuss on today's program. Taking your calls as well, our caller, Bellerophon in Wisconsin has just called in about the psychological effect of masks, but that's not the only topic you wanted to discuss. Sir, you are on the air with us once again on American Journal.
Hi, Harrison again. I was also wondering if Farmer Bill Gates and the globalist eugenics cabal are going to force transsexualism castration via implementation of genital-destroying crystals in vegetables and fruits, which is similar to what is happening to many pets. I also think fentanyl and many other drugs are being used to kill young and black people and minorities so their organs can be harvested. Speaking of black people, I'm shocked that Juneteenth is on the epic Orthodox Christian holiday of the Battle of Kosovo, where Serbs kicked off the kicking out of the tyrannical, rapey Muslims of yesteryear. Lastly, you guys were mentioning the vaccine culling and harvesting is going on now, and I was wondering if this partially is a prevention of certain bloodlines of access to space, the flesh augmentation, synthetic bodies, life extension, cloning, and most importantly, interplanetary spreading of bloodlines. Like, how much does Rona have to do with aliens in space? Like, what's the point of all these Bezos and Musk rockets if there's anti-grav zero-point space folding technology, like in all the video exercising with our beautiful Navy with sexy sailors?
You're an interesting guy, Bellerophon. I don't know where you're going with that in the end. But the answer, I think, to your question is yes. Yes, Bill Gates is going to do that. Yes, they are using fentanyl for that. And yes, coronavirus does have a lot to do with the impending alien invasion in that it is priming the American people to lock down themselves and basically imprison themselves when they're told about a threat which they have no power to control. So that's why I think the alien invasion hoax is likely to be happening fairly soon because of the gullible way that Americans reacted to the pandemic in general. But there's something else that you said there right before the thing about the Navy, the UFOs. But anyway.
Oh, them exercising?
Sorry?
Exercising with the UFOs?
No.
The UFOs have to exercise with the Navy because the Navy is super susceptible to hypersonic missiles. And the UFO tech can take down those hypersonic missiles like nothing, man. 1,000 hypersonic missiles can come out of an aircraft carrier, and those can just zap them out. Tesla talked about it. He said
right.
They could take them out by like 200 miles away.
Right.
Making a wall of energy where nothing could go through.
Right. And you're right. You know, well, I'll tell you, the reason the billionaires are interested in the rocket stuff is personal aggrandizement. Like, that's pretty much it. You can read articles about Jeff Bezos and how essentially he's putting himself on a rocket because he thinks that will, basically he's sick of all of the great press that SpaceX gets while his rocket company Blue Origin nobody really cares about. Yeah, making money, but more about the narcissism and
28 million a ticket.
It's a lot of publicity. Yeah. I mean, but you know, he doesn't need to make money. He has all the money. He's the richest man in the world. So it's not about money. It's about narcissism.
It's never enough money for them, you know?
Right. And hold on. Because I remembered what it was that you said. You talked about the bloodlines and the access to body enhancement technology and immortality. And that is actually the key point. And this is something that I maybe don't talk about enough. But The reason they're trying to implement right now a sort of neo-feudal takeover through the Great Reset is not only to limit advancement by imposition of debt, so you keep the vast majority of people as landless, ownerless, propertyless, private, you know, less serfs, while only the elect few are at the very top. And the reason you want to set that system up is because they think that they're very close to life extension technologies bordering on immortality. And so you're going to need to have a permanent upper class of people who will receive the life extension technologies. And that'll be a boon for the people below to behave well.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Well, so much more news still to cover, so many more phone calls still to take, so many more videos still to watch, still a lot to be done in today's episode of American Journal. So glad that you're with us. Remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. We're going to take a quick moment. Talk about something that is not fun or funny or entertaining in the slightest, but rather is, well, horrific is the only word for it. And yet it's going unaddressed by the powers that be. Perhaps you can cipher out why exactly. The story from MSN.com, why the West ignores the Nigerian genocide. On March 11th of 2018, Veronica John, 35 years old, heard a barrage of gunshots when Fulani herdsmen surrounded her village in Kaduna State in central Nigeria. Veronica tied her two-year-old daughter to her back and ran. She says, quote, I didn't know which direction to go and wound up running straight into a group of attackers, she told me afterwards. One of them tried to yank the little girl off her mother's back. Please don't kill my child, she begged. The girl pleaded, please don't kill me. We will leave her if she eats her mother's finger, one of them jeered. He yanked my arm, chopped off my index finger with his machete, and pushed it into my daughter's mouth, Veronica told me tearfully. Veronica's daughter could not eat it, so he sliced both the girl and his mother with the machete. The two-year-old girl was killed, and her mother passed out. The central region of Nigeria has been trapped in a slow-motion genocide for over a decade now, with more than 35,000 Christians have been massacred. And you have to remember, or really consider the fact that that horrific story I just told you has been repeated 35,000 times. Every one of these deaths is just as tragic and brutal. But when you hear it as just a statistic, those details tend to get missed. Whole villages have been exterminated. 13,000 churches and 1,500 Christian schools have been destroyed. More than 2 million have been displaced from their homes, and 300,000 are refugees. According to the International Red Cross, by September of last year, 23,000 had gone missing. Fulani attacks on Christians have all the trademarks of genocide, which the United Nations defines as an intentional effort to completely or partially destroy a group based on its nationality, ethnicity, race, or religion. The Muslim-controlled government of Nigeria denies allegations of genocide. It dismisses the massacres as, quote, clashes between farmers and herders, suggesting that both sides are aggressive and prepared to fight. But while the Fulani always come with machetes and expensive guns and target only Christian farmers, their victims have always been unarmed. The tens of thousands of men, women, and children now lying in mass graves across central Nigeria could barely afford one meal a day, much less the $1,200 to buy an AK-47, the weapon favored by the Fulani. 500 Christian villagers gunned down at Agatu. bore the markings of a planned and orchestrated genocide. Ethnic cleansing is occurring. In 2018, the Nigerian House of Representatives declared the killings in Christian villages in the Plateau State a genocide. But Islamists are careful not to attract international outrage, so they spread the attacks out over time. Distracted in the last 18 months by COVID-19 pandemic, the West has ignored this genocide, according to this article. But you have to ask the question, is it really the pandemic? Did we ignore the conflict between Israel and Hamas? We were able to dedicate energy to that when it was occurring. We were able to dedicate energy to the plight of the Uyghur Muslims in China during the pandemic. We're able to find energy. We're able to find attention for horrific events, even during the pandemic. And yet this has been going on for nearly a decade. It's increased recently. The attacks become more horrific, more prolonged. But if anything, less talked about, less discussed. So this story is really about media control of people's mindsets. In the same way that they've been able to fabricate concepts in America like that black people are being genocided by white people. Makes no sense, but if you every day drill in the same message over and over, if you cherry pick stories, incorrectly report stories, issue retractions quietly and under the radar, so the original narrative that was established continues on unabated, even though the facts upon which it was based turned out to be false, you're able to completely control the mindset of Americans. Now, on the other hand, if you have a black on white attack, you don't hear about it. It gets buried. If it is talked about, the race is not included. And this isn't some alt-right talking point. This is standard practice now. This is announced and acknowledged editorial policy. In fact, I have a story of it that I can probably find here of a newspaper actually coming out and saying, yeah, that's what we're doing. If we're not showing any more mugshots, the New York PD, New York Police Department, don't show mugshots anymore because it inspires racism. You have the mass shooting on 6th Street here in Austin last week. The newspaper came out and said we will not be publishing the mugshot because it tends to aggravate racism. In other words, it was a black guy, so they have to hide that. Here's the story from Summit.News today. Fact checker Pointner demands local news reduce coverage of crime stories because it fuels systemic racism. But see, if you know, racist people against black, you know, people who are racist against black people ran the media, they could make it look like a literal genocide was going on of white people. You could be showing 10 to 15 videos or stories a day of white people walking down the street being murdered by black people, and you could establish that narrative. So again, it's not necessarily about what is true or what is not true. It's not about what's actually happening at a great rate versus what's not happening about a great rate. It's about where your attention is drawn and how your reality is shaped by those who have their own agendas and their own narratives that they're pursuing. So there's a very simple reason why the West is ignoring the Nigerian genocide. It's because of the identity of the victims. They're Christians. Now, they're black people, so, you know, you would think, Black Lives Matter, you would think the people that were very, very concerned about racism would be concerned about a literal genocide of black people going on in Africa, but they're not. They don't talk about it. I've never seen this reported on the mainstream news. The fact that this is on MSM is shocking, to be honest with you, and I only found it because I believe somebody on Twitter tweeted it at me. We've talked about this occasionally. Every once in a while, there will be a story trickling out. It'll get on some Christian news sites. It'll get on some alternative news sites. Oh, by the way, 500 Nigerians were just slaughtered in a church. Nobody cares. You don't hear about it. It's attention. It's manipulation of your reality. They apparently have total control over American outrage. And they can inflame passions for something that isn't really happening. Certainly not the way that they're saying it is. White supremacy, voter suppression, non-threats, the equivalent of Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster, like they don't exist, and yet policy is being passed. Ask anybody on the street, what's the biggest threat today? They will repeat it like a robot who has been instructed. Input A, output B, right? Just very simple binary understanding of the world these people have. I hate to quote a war criminal, but it's as Donald Rumsfeld once said, you have your known knowns, your known unknowns, and your unknown unknowns. This is one of those unknown unknowns where people don't even know that they don't know that there is a genocide of Christians going on in Africa right now. And it's because the people who run our media, people who run our foreign policy, people who run our country, friends, they don't care about Christians. Frankly, not the most Christian crowd around. Now, you would think, as a country founded in Christianity, as a civilization built upon Christianity, it would be incumbent upon us to protect our fellow Christians around the world, no matter who they are. But how are you going to get up the political will to defend people who are victims of a genocide if you can't even get the word about the genocide out? Because it's not being talked about. Because they're Christian. That's why.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to the American Journal. We've got lots of calls to get to, so let's not waste any time, shall we? We'll go first to Jacob in North Dakota, an article about January 6th. Thanks for calling in, Jacob. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How's it going?
Pretty good, thanks.
All right. So I saw an article this morning about an Indiana woman who she pled guilty to her charges from January 6th. And she claims she learned from watching the Schindler List. So I'm kind of confused. Like, I thought we were the people fighting these Nazis and eugenics. And she's saying she learned from watching the Schindler List.
Wait, she learned what from watching Schindler's List?
Exactly. That's what I'm confused about.
Okay.
Let me pull up the article real quick.
Here's the article right here. Indiana woman to plead guilty to capital riot, learned after watching Schindler's List and Just Mercy.
You were excited today.
What?
Yeah.
What is she talking about?
If anything, that's kind of scary, to be honest.
Seriously, can y'all scroll down? I want to read this article, because I don't understand. It says, scroll down a little. Up a little, rather. Anna Morgan Lloyd, 49, has agreed to plead guilty to one of her pending federal charges in the January 6th insurrection in exchange for 3 years probation, $500 in restitution, and community service. She attended what initially began as a rally, federally charged with a riot. Her case is still pending. In a letter to the judge, Morgan Lloyd apologized for entering the U.S. Capitol and said she feels ashamed about how the march that day turned violent. She attached movie and book reports to her letter summarizing Schindler's List and Just Mercy. Her attorney recommended them, she said, to learn what life is like for others in our country. What? We're gonna watch a movie about Germany from the 1930s to find out what happened in our country. Then her lawyer makes her write a book report. What the flying hell is going on here? That is shocking. Well, help me out with this, Jacob. What the hell is going on here? Any idea?
I honestly don't know, but this is some high-level brainwashing. That's all I can think of.
Oh, my. I mean, yeah. No. You know what's hilarious, Jacob, is it's like can you just see the article of Nazi Germany, right? Jewish communist pleads guilty to burning the Reichstag, writes a letter of apology after watching a Triumph of the Will. Right? It's like, I watched Triumph of the Will and learned my evil ways. It's just like, what is going on?
They call Trump a Nazi and now they're having people watch this movie and they learn from it, quote unquote. I mean, I don't know. What's next?
I mean, I literally made the joke today about somebody, you know, saying something against Black Lives Matter and being forced to go to the Holocaust Museum. Like, it's literal. I said it as a joke. This is literally what happens. It's like, Yeah, you know, I got charged for rioting at the Capitol, so then I went to the Holocaust Museum, and now I know I was wrong. Please punish me. I'm guilty. It's just like, holy hell, the brainwashing is truly, truly incredible.
Yeah. Some scary stuff.
My God. Okay. All right. I'm gonna print this article out and keep talking about this because that's extremely interesting. Thank you for calling in and letting us know about that, Jacob. Let's go to Katie in Pennsylvania, who says that she could not get into the hospital without wearing a mask. Thanks for calling in, Katie. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison.
Howdy.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Here. Yeah, so long story short,
oh, hold on. I think we lost you. We're going to try to get a better connection on you here. Katie, can you bring your phone up close to your mouth here? Try again. Sorry. Go ahead, Katie.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my daughter had an abscess. It was after hours, so I took her to an urgent care. And I had my two other daughters with me, 2 and 6, and they wouldn't let us inside unless we put masks on, which I thought was odd, but what are you going to do? It was an emergency situation. I was like, you know, lie, we're vaccinated, didn't matter. So we get in, we get registered, we get in the back, and she has, like, a slight fever, and they immediately left the room, came back in with two other nurses, and proceeded to tell me that they needed to test her for COVID because of the fever, et cetera, and I refused. And as soon as I refused, everybody's demeanor changed, and they flat out told me that they refused to see her or treat her unless we proceeded with the testing and whatnot. And I refused again, and they flat out called the local ER instead, came back in the room and informed me that they had called the ER and that we were being moved over there instead because they were refusing to treat her unless we complied with the COVID testing.
Wow. So
she's one.
She's 1 year old. So they wanted to shove a Q-tip up a one-year-old's nose to test for COVID, even though one-year-olds almost never get COVID. She didn't have symptoms of COVID except for a fever.
She's teething. She has two teeth cutting in her front top teeth are cutting, and I showed them that. The abscess is from a diaper rash that kind of got out of hand, and I was like, we need to get some cephalexin in you. Let's go. I assumed we were going to go in, you know, they were going to write her an antibiotic, get us out of there. But instead, their reasoning was, you know, fear of COVID. And I'm like, okay, so instead of, you know, just giving us the antibiotic, sending us home, you're making me now take 3 children under 6 years old into an ER. And they basically were just like, yeah, you know, if you're refusing the testing, there's nothing more we can do for you here. So I was a little taken aback. We had to go to the ER, obviously. And then after I left, I started panicking. And I remembered, when you register at UrgiCares, you have to show photo ID.
Right.
So now I'm, like, panicking today. Like, did I just take us into the lion's den? Because I got the spiel because, you know, she's not up to date on her regular vaccinations because we don't vaccinate. Our normal pediatrician he's 90% of his clientele sees Amish because we were in farm country.
Right.
So it was after hours, couldn't get a hold of the nurse's line. So I was like, you know, well, what are we going to do? We have to get this antibiotic. You're not going to make it another day. It's getting bad. So you
go in for an abscess caused by a diaper rash and they demand that you test for COVID, and when you refuse because that's not what you're there for, they kick you out and force you to go to an ER. Who knows how many hours you're going to be waiting there. They refuse to treat you or see your daughter who's 1 year old because you refuse to test for COVID. Like, what, you know?
I have a 1 year old, a 2 year old, and a 6 year old. So now I'm panicking because I'm like, they have my ID. They know that, you know, we don't vaccinate normally. They
right.
know that we refuse the vaccination. What does that mean for us down the line?
You know,
So I wanted to warn, just let people know in Pennsylvania, because I don't know if this is normal protocol. I don't know if we're going to proceed legally, so I don't want to give you too much information.
Well, it's funny that you say that, Katie, because when we get back on the other side, I'm going to go to another caller also in Pennsylvania. Same thing happened to him, refused medical service for no mask. So this is a trend, and we'll go to Yusuf on the other side.
All that evil men in Tower seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best deal ever on that. And, of course, Bio through Selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Our caller, Katie from Pennsylvania, just detailed a very troubling experience she just had taking a one-year-old to an urgent care facility for an abscess on her skin caused by a diaper rash. She was denied service and told to go to the public ER room, emergency room to deal with this because she refused to have her one-year-old tested for COVID-19 despite not showing any signs. Just to illustrate this, just understand that COVID is about as deadly and dangerous as the flu, okay? In terms of death rates, in terms of illness, who it targets, who it kills, it's about as dangerous as the flu. So when you put that context into place, a little bit absurd, isn't it? A little bit absurd. You go to the hospital for an abscess on your skin. They say, well, we need to test you for the flu. And you're like, but I don't have any flu symptoms. I'm here for the abscess. And they're like, you can get the hell out of here then. If you aren't going to be tested for the flu, you can get the hell out of here. It's like, this makes no sense. But, you know, in case any of your, I don't know, optimism, your belief in humanity was still hanging on, just know that, you know, people that went to 8 years of medical school are the best and brightest that our university system pumps out, that are some of the most respected and honored people in our society. Doctors are just as dumb as everyone else, just as stupid and sheep-like as 99% of Americans in this country. It makes no sense. They know it makes no sense. They follow orders. They do as they're supposed to. They're told, you have to test everybody that comes in for COVID-19. They say, okay, yeah, great, good, good, we should. And then when somebody refuses that, you can just imagine the outrage that comes from that, like the impotent rage that boils up when somebody says no to them, right? You can just imagine. There's like, everybody else does it. Everybody else lets us test. Why won't they? You can get out. Get out of here. Like, I don't know. I try to figure out what the like psychological imperative is that these people are operating under. And I got to think it's something to do with, I don't know, it's just that feeling that you get with like the petty tyranny, right? Somebody who has barely any power whatsoever. We see it with the flight attendants all the time, right? They're waitresses in the sky, right? They're not important by any means. They're just there serving you peanuts, but give them a modicum of power and just a tiny little crumb of authority, and suddenly, you know, even questioning them is like a death sentence. Like, there's like, land the plane. We're kicking this person off right now. He was eating a peanut with his mask down. He waited 2 full seconds before pulling it back up again. He'll never fly again. He and his family are on the no-fly list now. Like, this is the power trip that people are going on right now. So, I don't know. I think it has something to do with that like, these people are subservient, and they actually really, really think that being a good person is being subservient to authority. And so when you're not subservient to them, not only are you, you know, sort of making them feel powerless when they were so self-important a minute ago, you expose their weakness for failing to stand up for the nonsense. So it's a psychological game that's being played here, I think. And just know that it doesn't matter how well-educated or intelligent these people are, psychologically, they've been captured, manipulated, and destroyed. Their soul has been taken over by something other than them, and so they lash out when that's exposed to them. Katie from Pennsylvania said she didn't know if this was a policy or if this was just a unique situation for her and her family, but Yusuf in Pennsylvania has a very similar story that we'd like to hear now. Thank you so much for calling in, Yusuf. You are on the air.
How you doing, man? Shalom, man. Praise Yahushua, Jesus Christ. How you doing today?
Pretty good, thank you.
No, I just wanted to tell you, Harrison, I appreciate everything you're doing. And I have videos of what happened to me. I'm going to start going to every eye doctor's office and pray that eventually I can get on to you guys and get interviewed, because what happened to me was I talked to the corporate office. I went in there, and the woman said, you're not allowed to come in here if you don't wear a mask. The reason why I'm upset with people like Katie, she was complacent and went in there with the mask. Because we do that. because we do that, now we're giving them more power. Because then they say, Katie did it, so why don't you do it? You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, like, what I do is, on Instagram, my name is Nazarene Follower Messiah on Instagram. I go into all these stores. And then when Pennsylvania first implemented all this stuff, sir, I went in there and they said, you can't come in here. And I told the corporate office, I said, do you ever hear the Stanford experiment? I was on this phone for an hour before I got to talk to you. You know what he said, Harrison? He says, I care about your health. I said, do you remember the Stanford experiment? You know, the Nuremberg trials? You're just doing what the Nazi says. I said, I'm Jewish, and I learned, you know, through the Jewish people that when you're asking for a COVID passport, it's the same thing as asking for my paper. She's like, well, that has nothing to do with anything. This is a pandemic. And I said, no, Harrison, I said this. I said, no. I said, the Stanford experiment, you want to know why this is all happening? And you can tell Alex Jones and Owen Schroeder, it's the Stanford experiment. Mm. They were prisoners, and then there was the guards. The people, the doctors, were told, you're a doctor. So they think they have all this power. Before that, they had no power. Just look at a police officer, if they're picked on or if they're a jock their whole life. Mm. They have this power, and all of a sudden, they beat you down with it. And I see it in healthcare. You have glasses, Harrison. I wear glasses. My glasses are broken right now. I work in healthcare. I said, you're going to refuse medical service. I said, I'll wear a mask when it comes to my job, but you're not going to force me to wear a mask when Fauci said that it's a political theater. And also, you told me that basically it's because of safety. I said, you care about your insurance department. You don't care about my safety.
Right.
Yeah. What I'm going to do for you, Harrison, I'm going to go to every doctor's office. I'm going to start videotaping, and then I'm going to explain to you what they tell me. Because what they said to me is they're refusing medical service because I refuse to wear a mask. That's what they told me.
Right, and you're exactly right that, you know, I get the impulse that it's like, well, you know, whatever. I'll just put the mask on. I got to get, you know, my kid medicine or whatever. But if you look at – and again, this is, you know, going back to what we were talking about before with the woman saying she's going to burn an American flag and yet she's still on the Olympic team. This is another sort of lesson we can take from the left. It doesn't matter how small the transgression is. They're outraged. They will get a crowd. They'll have, a mob in front of your store in a second over some perceived slight that didn't even exist. You need to not just roll your eyes and go, well, okay, this time I'll do it. Okay, well, you know, I don't want to have to wear a mask, so I guess I'll get the vaccine. You know, it's like, I don't want to, but whatever, they're making me. It's like, be ungovernable. Be uncompliant. Make them force you to do it. If they want to, like, put hands on you and force you out of the store, sue the pants off them. Like, make it hard for them. Make it not worth their while. Don't capitulate. Whatever you do, don't capitulate. And it can be, you know, as easy as just ignoring them. Like, they'll just... Right, you gotta wear a mask. You just like keep walking through the store. Just go do all your shopping. Go check out. Like they'll just keep screeching and you just keep doing what you're doing. Like stop giving in to these people. Stop succumbing to the peer pressure. Isn't this what America is all about? Isn't this what we've learned for our entire history? Is that you don't just roll over even if the tyranny seems petty, even if it just seems minor, even if the inconvenience it's causing you is not the end of the world. It's a slippery slope. It's the snowball rolling down the hill. You can put your foot down. You can stop it right now. Or you can continue to capitulate, continue to roll your eyes and go, oh, gosh, this again, until that momentum is too great to stop. And then it doesn't matter if you stand up because they'll have won already. So I really appreciate you doing that, Yusuf. And if you want to email us or DM me on Twitter, or DM me on Instagram. I don't really know how to use Instagram, but I'll try to figure it out. If you want to DM me on there, it's American Journal Memes. That's our new Instagram account, and I'd love to air some of that, Yusuf. So keep up the good work.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Scientists agree, magnesium is the most important cofactor in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways. Magnesium is required for your body to do the following. Helps convert food into energy. Helps with muscle contraction function. Helps regulate the nervous system. Helps with protein building in the muscles, and so much more. And now it's available in this concentrated form of ionized fizzy magnesium. It tastes great. I take it in the morning. I take it in the evening. It is so essential in my life, and I hope all of you will check it out and try it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This is the best formula from our research you're going to find out there. So if you've already enjoyed other magnesium formulas, give this one a try. I think you're going to love it. At the same time, it funds the InfoWar, which is a true 360 win. Now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for only $19.95. In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. In the third hour, we will be welcoming Mike Shelby, Gray Zone Warlord, intelligence expert. We'll be talking to him about the various threats that the world and civilization and the human race face. Very excited to talk to him. Last time we talked to him, it was a major bombshell interview that went totally viral on band.video. So hopefully we can recapture some of that magic and once again plunge the depths of his intelligence network and training and everything and try to determine what threats we should be aware of. I'll be hosting War Room as well later today, which is why I'm not so worried about the fact that I haven't gotten to all of these incredible stories. In case you are interested in what I'll be talking about on the War Room, gynecologists say it is possible for COVID-19 vaccines could be affecting periods. Hey, it is possible that it's happening, the thing that you recognize in and of yourself. Dog meat festival gets underway in China. 5,000 be butchered and eaten over 10 days. I'll be doing a very, very deep and intricate dive into a single photo. I will be dissecting a single photo with all of the intricacy of Sherlock Holmes. This is from a protest that occurred here in Austin, the vote protest. There's one picture in particular that we're going to spend some time on as it illustrates the underlying goings on. That's it. That's the story right there. Or that's the picture. Oh, yeah. We'll be going through this picture with a fine-tooth comb. One little spoiler alert here. One little Easter egg. Do you see the mic stand on the right? You see the gentleman in a white shirt? That's the mayor of Austin. He's just covered up. His face is just covered up by the by the mic stand. It's great. His body looks like an egg. He's an eggplant-shaped gentleman. That's just one of the little preview of the shocking insights I'll be providing as we go through that political nonsense. What about this? Human augmentation, dawn of a new paradigm. This from the UK government, publishing a white paper about human augmentation and the dawn of a new paradigm. Yeah, we'll be talking about that during War Room as well. So much stuff still to come. But I've got a lot of callers. I want to get to your calls now, because what we'll do is at 10 o'clock, we'll bring Mike Shelby in. I'll talk to him for about 30 minutes. We'll go to your calls in the last half. So if you want to stay on the line, you want to stay on hold for those 30 minutes, I talked to Mike Shelby. You're more than welcome to do so, but I hate leaving people on hold for this long. I try to go as quickly as possible, but we'll try to get through as many in this segment as we can as to not hold people over. Let's go to Max in Kansas. Thanks for calling in, Max. I know it's summertime because that means Max is not in school and he gets to call into InfoWars more. Thanks for calling in, Max. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Harrison? How you doing, man?
Good, good, sir. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Now, I really can't stop thinking about this one specifically. I think that we're on the brink of war. I believe that within possibly the next year or two, that the United States will be involved in the war, Okay, so 9/11 saved George Bush's presidency. His war on terror somehow got a lot of support. People felt the need of the government intervening in their lives and stripping them basically of their rights in order to feel safe from the terrorists.
Sure.
And I'm feeling a very similar thing here. Now, even though I wasn't alive then, but I've read books, I've read articles, watched many documentaries.
God, you're so young, it's terrifying. But you're exactly right. I mean, I think throughout all of history, I think every single president who started a war was reelected. And we saw approval ratings for George W. Bush, and we saw, you know, unity in America, the highest levels basically ever following 9/11 and the completely disastrous and ill-advised war in Iraq. So you're absolutely right. And I hadn't really thought about this, but this is why I like Max. Max does his own thinking and he calls in with these revelations that are so true. It does make perfect sense that Joe Biden, we know, is failing. We know, you know, as much as they prop up his approval rating, it's not there. Nobody is taking this guy seriously. Starting a foreign war would be a very convenient way to carry out so many of the plans that they're trying to carry out and solidify, you know, illusion. You know, it's an illusion, but they'll still be solidifying behind President Biden in order to, you know, secure his position as president. Interesting stuff. Keep going on this theory, Max.
And yeah, even to go further on Joe Biden himself, he was very, very, very much so involved in the setup of 9/11, meeting with Pakistani officials in private within days beforehand, voting for the Iraq war, obviously. And but he's had a history of war. He knows. He's been in D.C. for a long time. He's a swamp creature. So it would be no surprise. But with the conflict, with tensions rising with Iran and those Iranian and naval U.S. naval ships,
right,
overseas, those conflict or those tensions seem to be rising. So either we go to war with Iran, or personally, I don't think we're withdrawing from Afghanistan. I don't think that's going to happen. Because either, I mean, why stop? Because the Taliban's not going to stop anytime soon, and people are making money off this war. But more importantly, we're just screwing ourselves over with these nonsense wars. But they would never end it. I don't see troops being withdrawn. So personally, either another attack is going to be staged and blame it on Afghanistan, and just have another war on terror, have another Patriot Act, and keep Joe Biden in to, as George Bush was reelected in 2004 because people felt that he was needed.
It's a very, very good point, Max. And I will bring up this question to Mike Shelby, and we'll talk about that later in the third hour. I always appreciate your calls. I want to get to a few more before the end of the segment, though. So thanks so much for the call, Max. Please do call in again soon. Let's go now to BJ in Ohio or RJ in Ohio? Something J in Ohio. I'm sorry, I can't read it from here. You are on the air about COVID shots and statistics. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, so apparently 2.2 billion people worldwide have gotten this shot. 177 million in the United States. That's about 53% right now. How accurate do you think these numbers are? How many people got the saline? The U.S. only has 1 million hospital beds. If the shot is as bad as we suspect and all these people are going to die within 4 years, there's only 1 million beds and 177 million people got the shot. All other discussion on politics or anything else right now to me is irrelevant if this is actually going to happen and we're going to have to take care of all these people and they're going to be dropping dead. The economy's going to crash. It's going to get bad. So, like, all this other talk about election and shit, that kind of is just a distraction.
I need you to watch your language there. We are on terrestrial radio under the purview, under the observation of the government. So try to keep the curse words off. But I appreciate the call. I have no idea how accurate that is, to be honest with you. It seems higher to me. I feel like in my life, the people I know, it seems like more than half of them have gotten the vaccine. But then again, you know, maybe I'm around middle class white people a lot, and maybe we've gotten, the vaccine more than other demographics or other populations. So that number already seems a little bit low to me. But yeah, you're right. The wave is coming. It will soon crash down. And it can kind of seem silly to focus on other stuff when you know that this mass death experimentation injection campaign is going on. But I feel that way about a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff you can mention and you go, wait, why are we paying attention to anything else? The FBI, the Federal Secret Police are rounding up patriots and putting them in prison. And, you know, why don't we just focus on that alone? So it's like, yeah, every one of these topics is an existential crisis. How we balance our discussion about it is always up in the air. But that's another topic that we'll bring up with Mike Shelby as well, which it seems good, you know. The producer was asking me what I want to talk to Mike about, and I said I want to do a threat report where we sort of go through all the various threats that are perceived now by the American people and try to determine how realistic they are, how likely they are, and all that sort of stuff. And I'm glad I did that because it seems like a lot of our callers are in the same mindset, just out there wondering. My dad calls them black swan events, so he keeps saying to me, we've got a flock of black swans on the horizon, headed towards us, and we'll see which one lands first. Let's go now to Seth in Pennsylvania. Thanks so much for calling in. Thank you for holding. Seth, you have a comment about the magnetic COVID particles. We got 45 seconds, but I want to get you on. Seth, you are on the air.
Hey, I called in on the war room yesterday. I've been testing my unvaccinated friends. I've been talking to scientists and doctors that are experts in this. I'm doing the chelation therapy. Tomorrow I'm starting chelation. It's a detox of heavy metals for the magnetoprotein. I have so much more information. I don't know if you can hold me over for after your next segment.
Well, if you want to hold, if you want to stay on the line for about 30 minutes, I would love to go back to your call. Or if you want to call into War Room later, you can do that. But thanks so much for the call, Seth. We'll be right back with Mike Shelby. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's American Journal.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
The policies of the Democratic Party have left the realm of reality and are opening the gates of hell.
We're back. We were talking about U.S. Catholic bishops who are talking about denying President Biden communion for being pro-choice. Joy, what's your thoughts on this?
Instead of really trying to fix things and talk about things that actually matter to people, the most important thing being climate change, they go to these cultural issues to distract. It's very similar to what the Republican Party is up to right now. They're grasping at straws because they see that they will be extinct very soon. Which is why they're trying to stop people from voting in many of the states.
While the Republican Party continues to slumber.
Since the day Donald Trump was inaugurated, the Democratic Party has been helplessly disorganized and totally ineffective as a political party. They wasted years chasing invisible Russian agents and then making weird and unintelligible sounds about something called Ukraine. It's still not clear what they meant by that. Their entire political strategy was bizarre, and in the end, it was counterproductive. It hurt them with voters. They went down in the polls. Only buffoons do that in politics. These people couldn't organize your kid's birthday party. They didn't make their beds this morning. And yet, suddenly, out of nowhere, they roared back and took over the country. They did it in less time than it takes most people to go on spring vacation. What happened? How'd they do that? Well, it's simple. Nobody stopped them.
Whether it's critical race theory,
a lot of things under attack, including critical race theory, which is being misrepresented by a lot of its opponents. You are accused of having little white children hate themselves. Can you please correct the record for me?
Clearly, there's nothing in this project or in critical race theory that says anything about little white children and how little white children should feel. That is just Republican strategy.
You talk about critical race theory, which is pretty much going to be teaching kids how to hate each other, how to dislike each other. It's pretty much what it's going to all come down to. You're going to deliberately teach kids? This white kid right here got it better than you because he's white? You're going to purposely tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed. How do I have two medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed? Two medical degrees. No mom, no dad in the house. Worked my way through college. Sat there and hustled my butt off to get through college. You going to tell me somebody that looked like all y'all white folks kept me from doing that?
Or the desperate lunge towards a one-party government under a new world order.
I believe H.R. 1 is a broad sweeping piece of legislation, S1. And of course, I wish that that would get to the floor for a vote. But I would very much like to see us getting something done. And I think it's very, very important that we recognize that if we don't do something at the federal level, the democracy, in my opinion, is threatened.
Or igniting the fuse on a nationwide crime epidemic.
Crime is the number one issue among Democrats. Those are the people voting. What does that say about
to defund the police movement? Do people know what it means? Do they know what it is? Do they know what they want?
I think that there are a lot of police unions and GOP operatives that would like for us to believe that this recent crime wave has everything to do with this idea of defunding the police. But guess what, Stephanie? The police haven't been defunded.
The Austin City Council making major cuts to the Austin Police Department, voting to slash about $150 million from APD, about a third of the police department's budget.
So this rising crime is not the fault of the movement. It's actually the fault of the police, and this has been our point all along. Why should we keep funding systems and institutions that keep rendering themselves ineffective? We should be talking about gun control, livable wages, fair housing, education. That's where we should be moving the money to ensure truly safe streets.
Fueled by a border crisis that has reached epic proportions, the Democratic Party has proven what we all expected. They are as incompetent as they are deadly. And November 8th, 2022 can't come soon enough. There are 435 seats in the United States House of Representatives and 34 of the 100 seats in the United States Senate that will be contested. 39 state and territorial, gubernatorial, and numerous other state and local elections will also
be here sooner than you think, folks. That's the latest Bound report. You can find it at Bound.video and Infowars.com. The midterms are approaching. Act now. Share that video. Get involved. Change the world. Cast your vote. Mike Shelby joins me on the other side.
People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality, ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products to make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My guest this hour is Mike Shelby. He's an intelligence expert, a former intelligence NCO and contractor. He runs Forward Observer, a private threat intelligence firm that focuses on low-intensity conflict. You can catch his daily briefing titled Early Warning Show on YouTube by subscribing to Forward Observer, or you can go straight to the source at forwardobserver.com. His Twitter is at Gray Zone Warlord. Again, that YouTube is Forward Observer. You can find it all at forwardobserver.com. Thanks so much for being here with us today, Mr. Shelby.
Yeah, hey, Harrison. Good to see you again. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Very happy to have you on. Last time you were on here, the video went totally viral. The interview went totally viral. People were very appreciative of your expertise, and so we hope to recreate that here as we look into the future and hopefully answer some of the questions InfoWarriors have. But I got to say, Mike Shelby's Twitter account is one of my favorite follows on Twitter because you don't always comment necessarily on what the most recent story is. You're talking about stuff that you're researching, stuff in history, stuff that's going on maybe that not everybody else is talking about. So it's a really good follow. I went there today to see, maybe what you were talking about most recently. And I found that you have a thread about the Carthaginian shipmaking and the Romans during the Punic War. Strangely enough, I'm in the middle of a book about the Punic War right now. So what do you say we just talk about ancient Roman naval practices for the rest of the hour, shall we? That's more fun, wouldn't it?
Okay, yeah, sure.
No, but actually it's true. I am literally reading about the Punic Wars right now, and I thought your thread was very interesting, and it did inspire me to read this quote about the Punic Wars and about Rome during them. He says, this is by a guy named Ennius. He says, "The victor is not victorious if the vanquished does not consider himself so." The victor is not victorious if the vanquished does not consider himself so. And this comes from when basically Hannibal was smashing the Romans. And by all, you know, logic, they should have capitulated, but they refused to. And in the end, they won. And it's a lesson we can take here in America. Even when it seems like a disaster, you don't surrender. You don't give up, because it's giving up that makes you lose. In ancient warfare, they didn't kill every man on the battlefield. They inspired enough fear in their enemies that their enemies would run away. That's how you won battles. And it's a lesson that we can incorporate now into our modern world, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And actually, this story about the Carthaginian ships is very interesting, because they, and there's a modern corollary, I think, a modern lesson probably. So the Carthaginians, they built the first kind of IKEA warships. Every piece of a ship had, I think it was a number. It was either a number or a letter. And they just mass produced these parts. And then they had these carpenters put together the ship. So you didn't have to be an expert on shipbuilding. You just put the parts together. And allegedly, one of these Carthaginian ships went into off the coast of Rome, and the Romans were able to see the ship, and they saw that every single plank on the ship had a marker on it. And they realized how Carthage were building its ships. And so they just reverse engineered that process, and they built over 200 ships in the next 45 days.
Right.
And this reminds me of how China is stealing technology from the United States, reverse engineering it, building their own derivative of it. And they're able to rapidly accelerate that way. And it's funny because history rhymes, as you know, as it is then and now.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And of course, the Romans went from not having a navy to having a superior navy to the Carthaginians, who were a naval power at the time, in less than a generation, like a year. They did this really incredible stuff. And we could go on and on about this. But yeah, I think that's a great lesson for the modern world. And it sort of goes into what I want to talk to you about. And what I want to talk to you about is a threat report, right? And this is sort of what you do at ForwardObserver.com. You project into the future and try to determine what is coming down the pipe, or what is happening underneath the surface. Here's the threats that I see people talking about. Okay, we have the first would be a second round of the pandemic, or maybe an increasing of the pandemic, or maybe a fallout of the COVID shots. You know, the vaccine revealed to be more dangerous than we thought. The pandemic, you have World War III with China, as you mentioned, Iran and Russia aligning together. There's the threat of the total systems collapse, of the supply chains collapsing entirely. There's the threat of civil war in America and a tyrannical takeover of this country. There, of course, is the fertility crisis, the collapse of the ability for us to perpetuate our race, the human race. You also have the threat of an alien event that everybody's talking about. And then finally, I have ecological collapse, which would be the inability for nature to perpetuate itself as chemicals poison our systems. What do you think, Mike, is our number one most realistic threat right now?
Well, the surest threat is the continued leftward lurch into authoritarian government. And, you know, they can use whatever crisis they want. It doesn't have to be a crisis that we're currently experiencing or even know about. And, you know, in the last segment, you talked about black swans. And black swans, you know, they can be naturally occurring, or they can be man-made. And so that's a particular concern that I have. 100%, I believe that's going to happen.
And so when we say black swans, what do we mean by this? I have my definition, but what's your definition of a black swan event?
Yeah, well, there's a whole book written about him by Nassim Taleb, and he describes black swan events as being nonlinear, and you can't see them coming. So, for instance, the assassination of Franz Ferdinand that kicked off World War I. You know, that's a non-linear event that caused a massive catastrophe. And so a black swan, by definition, it's something that you don't really anticipate, or you can't really see coming.
I see. Yeah. Something dreadful that just appears without warning and causes a massive, massive change. So we've had callers call in just now asking about a foreign war, that is what is on the minds of a lot of info warriors, the war between us, the Western bloc, and China, Russia, and Iran, and perhaps a cyber attack being the false flag casus belli to start that war there. What do you think the likelihood is that we get involved in some sort of foreign entanglement?
Well, China's at war with us. It's just it hasn't gone kinetic yet. There's no conventional military conflict, but they have been at war with us. I think slowly, you know, especially during the Trump administration, the government was coming around to, you know, to fighting back asymmetrically, and because this Chinese conflict with us is very asymmetric. You know, they're not killing, they're not, you know, sinking ships and bombing American cities, but they're pushing fentanyl into U.S. cities, which is killing thousands or tens of thousands of Americans. And, you know, they put lead in dog food and in baby formula and all this stuff. And maybe it's accidental. I don't see how that's accidental. But stuff like that, that's asymmetric. And there, we get so much stuff from China, it's probably very difficult to guard against that. So, you know, also China is – you know, they have been, at least previously, buying the debt, so profiting off of that debt, and then using that money to create things which they turn around and sell to the United States, which increases the export-import imbalance. And now they're making money because so many Americans are buying stuff from China. So I just economically, that is – I mean, that was, it is probably a form of economic warfare as well.
Right, and this is sort of what you specialize in, right? You call it low-intensity conflict. There is a conflict going on here. There is a struggle between two nation states, but it's not hot. It's low-intensity, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's it does seem to sort of parallel so much of the other stuff that we're dealing with. I feel the same way with the leftists here in America. Like, they're at war with us, and we seem to not be at war with them. China seems to be at war with us. We seem to just be operating as if that's not the case and continuing to, you know, allow them to purchase land here and do all sorts of other nefarious business. So, yeah, I guess, you know, for China, it would benefit them to avoid a war at all costs because they're already winning at this point. They're already taking advantage of us. A war, you know, could only threaten to upset that, you know, onward momentum that they're carrying forward. More with Mike Shelby on the other side. ForwardObserver.com is the website. His Twitter at Gray Zone Warlord. I'm going to ask him about aliens next. Get ready, Mike. Question's coming.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroyed the supply chain.
BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTrue Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Right, welcome back, folks. My guest, Mike Shelby, runs the Forward Observer. You can find that at forwardobserver.com, or you could watch his daily briefing entitled The Early Warning Show on YouTube. Just search Forward Observer. His Twitter is at Grayzone Warlord. So we sort of touched on the concept of world war. Essentially, it's to the benefit of China that we continue this slow, low-intensity conflict into the future. Now, what about the event that everybody, sort of even outside of our realm of prognostication, is on about, the alien disclosure? What do you think about this alien disclosure coming up, Mike?
I think it's fascinating. Number one, I have no idea. I joke that if I weren't running Forward Observer, I'd probably be like a UFOologist or some, maybe working at SETI or somewhere trying to look at
extraterrestrials.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So, but do you think, to me, it's like, when you're talking about what the likelihood of all these threats coming to pass are, to me, the likelihood of an actual alien disclosure, an event of contact by extraterrestrials, extremely low. The risk of the powers that be using a illusionary meeting with aliens in order to enact some sort of global government or in order to, carry out their nefarious plans, much, much higher. They are talking about disclosure. They're saying they're going to be disclosing things. We keep seeing little droplets here or there of people saying, yes, I've seen it, and it's terrifying, right? So, any guesses what you think they're actually going to be revealing with this alien takeover and what their intentions are of slowly and yet now more rapidly disclosing this information?
Mm-hmm. Well, no idea what's going to be in the report. However, it makes sense to me that if there is alien life, it's probably not little green men flying around the Earth. If they're that far advanced, it's probably autonomous vehicles. That would be my, that would be my guess as to what's out there. And look, you have a very narrow range of what these UFOs could be. It's U.S. technology, it's foreign technology, or it's extraterrestrial. Or maybe, some people are talking about, these things maybe originating from the Earth. That some people have postulated, they're coming from the ocean or whatever. I have no idea, and I've not really looked into it this deeply. But it's fascinating, and I'm really looking forward to learning what all this stuff is, or at least what the government says it is.
Right, what they say it is, yeah. And I think, the other option, the fourth option would be they are some sort of, you mentioned it, from Earth. There's speculation about Hollow Earth, about Antarctica, about these being some sort of spiritual some sort of spiritual manifestation, you know, in physical reality. There's lots of talks of ancient cultures who discuss things like UFOs, but they don't describe them as alien spacecraft. They describe them as, some sort of crafts that demons fly around in. So there's that possibility, too. But I think this is probably going to claim, I think if I had to guess, I would say they're going to claim that there's off-world beings that are giving us technology, and that for some reason this means we need to come together under a one-world government. What do you think about that?
Well, there are, there's certainly globalist influences, and, you know, I don't doubt for a second that there are people out there who are pushing a new world order. Look, I have no idea. I really don't know enough, and I don't feel comfortable even about speculating. Harrison, I'm sorry. I just don't know. I have no idea what they're going to say and what they're going to do, but I don't doubt that some would like to do that.
I'd say I don't think anybody knows. I mean, I certainly don't know what they're going to do or what they're going to release about it, but I think that's definitely up there on the list of things that we know are going to have some sort of revelation fairly soon. So as you look around the world right now and around the nation right now and see, you know, threats coming at us from all different angles, what would you say people should do personally, locally, how they fight back when it is so uncertain what the future holds and that we are still surrounded by the fog of war, despite how much is coming out these days? What can people do personally or locally in their own lives to prepare for whatever comes next?
Yeah, whether it's aliens or natural disasters or a stock market crash that could, you know, you talk about a nonlinear effect that could lead to war. A stock market crash causes a lot of economic turmoil, and a government trying to distract people from our internal problems, you know, maybe trying to build some level of national unity. Maybe we go to war. There's a lot of things out there that could happen that could be catastrophic, that could range from disruptive to catastrophic. The best thing that people really can do is to implement some intelligence capacity locally, because we can talk about national and global stuff, which is important. However, when I think about near term or the most proximate impacts to me, it's going to be the people who are at the end of my street or something that's happening on the other side of town. And if I don't know about that, if I don't have local intelligence, which really is a 25-meter target, if I don't know what's happening out there, then that could pose a threat to me or my family. So what I would highly recommend everyone do is to start building local intelligence capacity. And there's a few ways you can do that. The first one is to utilize open-source intelligence, or OSINT, while we can. Start following your local, you know, create a new Twitter account or a new whatever social media account. Start following local politicians, local news outlets, and, you know, if you have 5 minutes a day, just hop on there and see what your local politicians are posting. See what local news outlets or what organizations, civic or political organizations, political parties, you know, what are they talking about? And, you know, maybe if you live in a built-up area like a population center, you're probably going to have more success with that than you would if you live in a rural area. But that is one step that everyone can take to begin increasing their body of knowledge about what's happening locally.
Yeah, I agree. And that's a similar message that we hear from people like Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers. You know, it's all these big issues that we're talking about are interesting and very important, and, you know, it's worth it to discuss it and try to figure out what's going on behind the surface, but not an awful lot that I as an individual can do or you as an individual can do to fight back against the specter of World War III. But you can do things on the local level, and you can prepare yourself for whatever eventualities come to pass. And while it might be easier to do in a big city because there's going to be more information to access, the smaller your city, the more of an impact you can actually have on your city around you, right?
Yes, we have a sphere of influence. You know, we're limited to what level we can impact. And I know I can impact what happens on my street. And if I build enough people up, develop tribe or develop my network large enough, I can probably have an impact on a community or maybe, you know, a city level, maybe eventually a county level. And for the average person, they're going to hit a ceiling as to what their level of influence is. So I say, look, focus on what you can do. And if we all do this, then we have lots of local efforts going on, and then they build into countywide and region-wide and statewide and maybe one day nationwide movements. But really, you know, my primary focus is, regardless of what happens in D.C., regardless of what happens with national-level politics or with the federal government, I can only control so far. And if I can build a network that is intelligence-enabled, then we can have early warning, potentially early warning, of what's happening. And if it's mobilizing for a social movement, mobilizing for – look, we have to start community organizing like the left does, because that right. level of social – that's the soft power that they're wielding. That's enabling them to win. If we don't figure that out, we are going to lose.
Very good point. We'll talk about how to do that on the other side. Mike Shelby, ForwardObserver.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. My guest is Mike Shelby. His website is forwardobserver.com. And, Mike, just as we were leaving that last segment, you talked about how we can learn from the left in terms of their organizational capacity. And it's sort of been an unintentional theme of today's program. I keep mentioning it, learning from the left. You know, earlier I was talking about the zero tolerance policy the left has for dissent. Now, you know, clearly the point of America and the point of liberty is that you're allowed to, you know, think freely about things. But there is a certain intolerance that the left shows for ideas that oppose them. And while we don't have to go full left on that, still the constant, you know, the problem is that we're on the opposite side where our enemies express things that are utterly wrong and damaging to us. But for some reason, the right wing feels the need to, like, go along with it. And, OK, yeah, that's all right that you think that way. When in reality, we should be pushing back in with the same, you know, fury that the left pushes against us. Now, this is another realm where we can take a lesson from the tactics of the left, not, of course, the ideology of the left, but the tactics they use in their community organizing is really admirable. You have to admit they're very effective at it. So talk to us a little bit about that, Mike, how we can incorporate some of the lessons that the leftists have taught us with their ability to organize massive movements across the country with community organizations.
Yeah, so this is a socialist Marxist concept called dual power. And they say it's not enough to compete politically. We can't just run candidates and win or lose elections. We have to mobilize social bases. And one way they do that is by agitation. And remember, people don't go out and vote because they're happy. They go out and vote because they're angry. And they want to punish a politician. And so they're very good at I would say manipulation or agitating. And this is one reason I think why they've built a grievance culture is because angry people move to action. Fat, happy people really, they don't go out and defend the status quo as much as the people who hate it try to defeat it. And so I think this is part of the problem here. Another thing is I think the left has been very good at reducing social cohesion. And, you know, you look at empires and states that fall. And I do believe the American empire is ending. We're living through it right now. Peter Turchin, who's a professor who talks about cycles of history, talks about cultural uniformity being the basis for social cohesion. And so if you want to erode social cohesion, if you want to topple the status quo or topple the ruling empire or topple the existing hierarchy, then you exploit and erode social cohesion. And you do that by eroding cultural uniformity. So we have had a dominant culture here in the United States, predominantly Christian, not everything, but predominantly Christian, overwhelmingly capitalist, and that's being eroded. And what they're trying to do is build these competing cultures that compete for cultural dominance. And when you do that, you know, you can rile a bunch of people up into a frenzy, and you can kind of aim them in whatever direction you want to go. Currently, they're aimed at becoming culturally dominant, which they have by and large in the cities. And that's expanding to more and more cities as we see protests. We've seen these leftist groups say, look, we have to get out of Portland and Seattle and go build new hubs. And so they try to do that in Vancouver and trying to foment a lot of unrest and building social power. So these are social movements. And it's not one thing you can do for social movements is, yes, you can go tell them to vote and get them politically engaged. But much more than that, these are real force multipliers. Because if each one of their friends goes and radicalizes another friend or goes and recruits another friend, then they are experiencing exponential growth, and we have seen periods of that. So the real problem is, you know, our culture is being eroded, and all throughout history you can see when there are competing cultures living in the same space, it always results in civil unrest, in violence, in civil war, in rebellion and revolution. Nothing good comes from this, but that's exactly where we're headed.
Yeah, and things like critical race theory now are actually coming to the fore. Is it too little, too late? I mean, the issue I see is it's like we're fighting a hydra here where now we're having to wage this battle at every school board because nobody in the national spotlight seems to be willing to really take this on and, do one blanket sort of move. So we're having to piece by piece, like individual parents are having to go up only to discover that their school board has already instituted critical race theory. It's actually been going on for a little while, and now we're having to push back and try to regain ground that the left has slowly but surely, without our even noticing, subverted over the last several decades. Is it too little too late now, or is this the beginning of a real big movement that perhaps we'll see have an effective pushback against the cultural disintegration that you're describing?
Mm-hmm. Is it too little too late? I don't know. It depends what the response is. I love seeing this stuff at these school boards, these protests. An interesting thing about social cohesion is that when groups come under pressure, when they come under attack or when they're oppressed or, otherwise marginalized, they tend to have stronger unity.
Right.
And the 14th century philosopher Ibn Khaldun said he called it asabiyya, which is basically social cohesion. And so we look at very cohesive groups in the United States, and they're built around a grievance.
Mm.
For the right, I don't think we don't act on social grievance. And I've been thinking a lot about how the right should react to this, and frankly, in a lot of places and a lot of empires and countries, religion has played the most dominant role in terms of social cohesion. And you look at Christianity, and there's a reason why the left has tried to erode Christianity and erode the influence of the church, because they know that that's not only a center of gravity for the right, but also that's a way to mobilize large groups of people. And so I think regardless of what your metaphysical beliefs are, we have to look at Christianity and say that's actually a uniting force. And as long as religion, I mean, all throughout history, religion has been a primary tool, a primary method for social cohesion. Because regardless of what other people believe, what your countrymen believe, you believe the same things. And when you look at countries that have competing religions, like Iraq, like the UK, Catholics versus Protestants, in Iraq, Sunni versus Shia, and lots of other places around the world too, you see competition. So I think actually reestablishing Christianity as a part of the dominant culture is probably it's probably the best way to respond to what's happening now, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. And, we had a caller a few weeks ago. He was talking about racism, and I was making the point that, nationalism to me is sort of the unifying factor that can overcome race, right? Yeah, you're black, I'm white, but we're both American. So if we can come together under that label and under those ideas, then we can supersede, we can overcome, whatever other divisions we had. And then my wife was kind of mad at me because then I put in the comment, or Christians, or we can come together as Christians. And she was kind of like, but when you say that, you're excluding people now, because not everybody in America is Christians. If you're just saying America, it's everybody in America. But if you're dividing by religion, then you're not being as inclusive. But my point was that the black community is almost more Christian than the white community. I think more black people go to church and are stronger Christians. So it's like, what a more powerful connection than that, that goes, look, we might have differences, but don't we worship the same God? Don't we believe the same metaphysical reality? Can't we come together on that? And doesn't that supersede and overcome any sort of petty discrepancies we may have? So I think you're right. It is a massive force, and it's one that they're doing everything they can to erode now as they continue to erode all of our social cohesive forces. Gray Zone Warlord is his Twitter. Mike Shelby is his name. His website is forwardobserver.com. And we'll be back on the other side to take a few of your calls and address the looming economic disaster. That's on the horizon.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the whole food multivitamin system, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it, 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies, 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin, the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
All that evil men in power seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best sale ever on that. And, of course, Bio through Selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
How you get so much favor on your side?
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal. Remember, everything we do here at InfoWars, band.video, freeworldnews.tv is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to take advantage of our incredible specials. To purchase yourself a supplement that will improve your life and health if taken as directed and combined with, lifestyle changes. And best of all, you support this program, everything that we do here in the ongoing information war that we are waging against the globalists who are attempting at every turn to tear down everything that makes America great. Now, my guest this hour has been Mike Shelby, the operator of ForwardObserver.com, where you can go and find his daily early warning show. It's also on YouTube under the name Forward Observer, and his Twitter is at Grayzone Warlord, at Grayzone Warlord. Now, I had just pulled up. Okay, here I wanted to ask you about this quote, Mike, because this is from your Forward Observer website. One of your recent newsletters says this. Quote, I may have shared this chart with you already, but it just shows how overvalued the stock market currently is. The potential for a 1929-style crash is not hyperbole. Not hyperbole. So this was a few weeks ago. Has there been any change in this, or are you still seeing the signs of an impending economic crash?
Yeah, I would say that's probably my most pressing concern is an overvalued. It's not just the stock market. It's bubbles everywhere. And a number of people have been warning about this, people who are much more authoritative than I am on matters of finance. I'm not an economist or a finance guy. I just look at charts and then I identify data points and then I identify trends and trajectories. And nothing good can come from what's happening. The Fed is, and you don't need me to tell you this, but the Fed's just reinflated a bunch of bubbles since 2008. We're probably going to experience the same or similar thing. It may not be in housing. You know, it's probably going to be in other places. So, you know, in terms of this being a potential black swan, right? I mean, there are some people warning about it, but by and large, it's like, hey, keep putting your money in the market. As long as the Fed keeps, as long as they keep doing these asset purchases and these open market operations, they're going to continue driving the stock market up. And that is classic bubble behavior. And so I look at that and I say, well, if we do have a 1929 crash, what are the political and social effects going to be? Are we going to see another Occupy Wall Street? Or are we going to, or, you know, some flavor of that as, you know, okay, the George Floyd protests and rioting is over. Would they have to identify a new grievance to build another movement around or to at least spur people to action? And so this is not just going to be an economic and financial event. It's also going to be a social and political event. Mm-hmm. And that is something that's on my radar that I'm looking at very closely right now.
Yeah, and you say this later on in the article. You say the bottom line is that this recovery is hollow and we still have massive fundamental and systemic risks. There are no good options left, only painful ones. And you're right, you know, as you mentioned, it's like, you know, I guess if there's another crash and we'll see another bailout, but, you know, one of our major problems is that we're already printing so much money, a bailout would only compound that issue. So it's like any solution comes with its own set of additional problems. You know, what do we do here? We're between a rock and a hard place, as you put it, no good options left, only painful ones. What are some of these options? What's some of the painful options that we could, you know, the road we could go down should we choose to?
Well, a number of things. I look at the Fed, and they have over $8 trillion now. Their balance sheet's over $8 trillion. They're thinking about talking about tapering. I don't really see a way for them to massively reduce their balance sheet substantially reduce their balance sheet prior to the next financial crisis. Historically, we've had one every 5 to 6 years, so we're going to have another one this decade. And if, you know, Michael Burry is basically – who's the big short guy – you know, he's talked about the mother of all bubbles, Jeremy Grantham, John Hussman, lots of hedge fund managers and investors and even some billionaire investors have talked about what a large bubble this is. And so is this going to pop this decade? Probably. So one problem is when we have this next recession, this next financial crisis, yes, the Fed is not going to be the lender of last resort. They're going to have to be the lender of first resort. So now they have massively expanded their balance sheet, probably by trillions of dollars or however much money it takes to try to assuage these problems that we're going to have during the next crisis. And I look at that and I say, well, international investors, at what point, how big does the Fed's balance sheet have to be? How large does the federal debt have to be before people say, you know, the United States is probably not the best place to stick my money? And they will, you know, maybe they'll be looking for alternatives. But $10 trillion, $12, $15 trillion, $20 trillion, how large does the Fed balance sheet have to be before now we start seeing substantial pressure for the U.S. dollar losing its world reserve status? The problem is, historically, as Dr. Ron Paul says, monetary wars or monetary crises have led to physical shooting wars.
Right.
And on the extreme end of things, well, you just find your nearest competitor and you try to take them out. And if you can do that, then you substantially reduce competition for you know, the U.S. dollar as the world reserve. So on the extreme end, yeah, maybe there is a chance that we go to China in order to protect the quote unquote the global order and, you know, extend the life of the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. The other thing that the Fed may have to do is raise interest rates, and that's going to have some impact on economic growth. And the other problem is that high levels of national debt weighs down economic growth. So if we go through a period of low economic growth or weak economic growth, as the country continues to grow, then that's going to create a lot of social pressure. And so really, I think this decade is going to be the decade of – it already has been – the decade of low-intensity conflict and very disruptive social movements that try to foment rebellion and revolution. And I think we'll probably see that. You know, the other problem is what kinds of political changes will these lead to? I look at millennial generation, and, you know, they had the 2008 crisis in their formative years. Maybe they went out and they started their own business, or they probably racked up large amounts of – or some of them racked up large amounts of student debt. And then they go out, and then their businesses were shut down, or they lost their jobs, or they couldn't work during the government shutdowns. And so, you know, a third – if we do have another financial crisis this decade, another 5 years, this will be the third crisis that these people have lived through. How is that changing their politics? And right. Is that going to push them to the left? And so – The real problem is that economic and financial events have social and political impacts and effects, and I think that is another driver of moving this country towards the left and towards authoritarianism.
Right, because they're the only ones actually attempting to offer solutions. They actually recognize the problems that young people are facing and actually giving them solutions. Now, the solutions themselves are probably ineffective and certainly totalitarian and definitely not advisable, but at least they're offering something. So why wouldn't you go with the guy who's actually saying, I see your problem, here's a solution, rather than the people on the right saying everything's fine, you know, business as usual. It's hard to blame them. And if we don't start coming up with our own solution and answer, or at least recognizing that, you know, these people aren't just lazy and entitled, they didn't grow up in the same world that their parents grew up in, where opportunity abounded. So you know, you got to respect their position and offer them a solution, or they're going to go with the guys who are seemingly doing that. Now, let me ask you quickly before we go. I'm seeing a lot of speculation. BlackRock, of course, buying up houses around the country. And this was – I was inspired by something you said about, banks being worried about or wanting to have physical property. This is one of the speculations, is that BlackRock is – yes, they want to become – you know, landlords, they want to take over the housing market, but really they want physical property. So when the market crash inevitably comes, they still have something physical that they can have their wealth stored in. Do you think that's a driving force behind BlackRock?
Yeah, I think they look at the trends among millennials, and especially 74% of millennials who don't own homes say affordability is a problem. And so, yeah, if they're not going to be able to afford homes, then they're going to be renting. And so I think BlackRock is, you know, primary – it's just a financial move, a great financial move for them. But yeah, and then, you know, you look at some Bank of America analysis, and they came out and they said, well, look, during periods of high inflation, real assets are the safest place to put your money. So
right.
Real assets is not in the stock market. It's buying physical stuff. Well, there's probably not enough gold and silver that they can buy. So they're turning around there and they're buying these homes, which generate cash flow. And that's exactly where you want your money. If you're a bank with large amounts of it, because you're certainly not loaning it out at the same rate that you're buying houses. So, yeah, it could be very much a defensive move.
Yeah, so maybe they know something is coming and are getting prepared for it. You should say that as a sign that maybe you yourself should be preparing for it. But yeah, essentially they see an opportunity and they take it, and they're making bank with it. Well, very enlightening as always. Mike Shelby, intelligence expert, his Twitter at Gray Zone Warlord, his YouTube, Forward Observer, and you can find his website, ForwardObserver.com, where he has a fantastic newsletter, the Early Warning newsletter, and he has the Early Warning show on Tuesday every day. Thanks so much for joining us, Mike.
Hey, Harrison, thanks for having me.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for us at American Journal. The Alex Jones Show begins very shortly, and I'll be hosting the War Room at 3, so come on back.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet.
Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.